And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. We're here to help you get well, stay well, live well and look fabulous. It's absolutely a joy to be with you this Sunday morning. I'm Jo Stanley and I'm joined as always by medical herbalist and pharmacist Gerald Quickley. Good morning.
Good morning, Jo.
And the lovely Elise Elliott is back. Good morning.
Rapt to be here, Jo.
Gerald?
Tour of
yes,
health and very
give us the grateful for it. Would you agree?
Yes.
Except, you know, we have to point out we are wearing masks. Not now, but...
Yes, as soon as the microphone's off, we are in Melbourne and masked up. So we have a very full show today. We'll be talking about organ and tissue donation because it is Donate Life Week. And it's just a very important conversation to be had with our loved ones. It's not happening enough, and that is a real shame because we know that one donor can change the lives of 10 or more people. So we'll be speaking about that in a little while. We'll learn from Australia's leading beach sprinter, Katie Williams, how she slows down her life and cares for herself. In A to Z of Items, we have a lovely blend of herbs to help you with your immunity. But first, tomorrow is the start of National Pain Week, which is all about championing the needs of the thousands of Australians living with chronic pain. So about one in five Aussie adults experience chronic pain. And we know for many people living with pain, that goes hand in hand with mental health problems like anxiety, depression, and of course, sleep deprivation. It's a very difficult life living with pain.
It's like a stack of cards, Jo. Something crops up and then that impinges on something else and something else. Let's define the word chronic. If you get a headache and it might even a migraine, that's acute. That's usually with you for a short time and should settle. If it lasts and lasts and lasts, so maybe 3 months or longer, that becomes chronic. That starts to control your life. Imagine living with something by which your life is really controlled in whatever you do, whether you go out, whether you don't go out, what you might eat, how you might sleep, how you get up to visit the bathroom at night time. Can you shuffle? Just simple things we never think about. So it'll be a fascinating discussion with our expert.
And I think pain unfairly accrues these pejorative expressions. Like you refer to someone as a pain in the neck or a pain in the you-know-what. And I wonder, are we sympathetic enough to people with chronic pain?
We're not.
I don't think that we... It's very difficult if you're not living with the pain to actually have full empathy.
Yes.
I mean, you can't have empathy and understanding and really have that as your goal. But unless you're living with it, you can't fully understand it. And I think that's part of the conversation, Elise, that for those of us who don't live with it, let's actually spend some time hearing about it, taking the time to listen what the experience is like, because there's a big divide there, absolutely. And if you are a family member with someone with pain, then, you know, obviously you need to sort of close that gap. But that must be very difficult day to day.
And we're all guilty, aren't we, that one day when we can all get around the dinner table, and Uncle Fred comes, and suddenly the family is saying, oh, goodness me, Uncle Fred, he'll whinge about his aching osteoarthritis affected by the weather. Do we really have to have him? I think we need to suck it up.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and listen.
Yes.
Just listen to them. Maybe that's all they need.
Yes.
Makes a big difference.
In a moment, we will be talking with someone who has lived with chronic pain since the age of 8. She is the Executive Director of Chronic Pain Australia. Aki No is her name. She was born with a life-threatening illness, which has caused this pain for her pretty much her entire life. She will give us a bit of an insight into what it's like living with chronic pain and what an incredible resource National Pain Week is for people living with pain and their families. As always, we'd love to hear from you on 131873. If you need help with your health today, perhaps you are living with pain. Have you got a question that may help you manage that pain? Or do you have advice for others living with pain? Have you got some tips for us as to what has helped you manage your pain? What has worked for you? Give us a call, 131873. Next, what help is available to you if you're one of the many thousands of Australians living with chronic pain? That's on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
The high-speed lives we lead today can often cause a headache. You can get fast relief with Panadol Rapid from Chemist Warehouse. Panadol Rapid is absorbed 2 times faster than regular Panadol tablets. It provides fast relief from headache pain, plus it's gentle on the stomach. At Chemist Warehouse, Panadol Rapid 40s is just $6.99. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. If symptoms persist, consult your health professional. Incorrect use could be harmful. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get salon results at home with 30% off the Sally Hansen nail treatment range. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. We're here to take your calls, 131 873, especially if you are someone living with chronic pain. Share your experience with us because it is National Pain Week starting tomorrow. As we said, about 1 in 5 Aussie adults experiences chronic pain. It affects more adults than diabetes, hypertension, or even asthma. And it's true that the more we age, the more likely we are to suffer from it. However, that's not always the case. Aki No was born with a life-threatening illness and has experienced chronic pain since the age of 8. She's also the Executive Director of Chronic Pain Australia and joins us on the line. Good morning, Aki.
Good morning. How is everyone?
Oh, well, we're doing well this morning. Now, we're grateful that you join us with your knowledge and your lived experience. Can you tell us your story? You've effectively had a lifetime of chronic pain. What has that been like for you?
It's been quite difficult. I've got not much to compare it to. I was born with necrotizing enterocolitis, and when I was as a young child, I had a lot of back pain and leg pain, and I was told it was growing pains and period pains and lady pines. And it turned out that I had a herniated spinal disc and spinal cord compression, which was causing that pain. Mm. But for a very long time, I didn't get a treatment because a lot of doctors didn't believe that that it was real or that I was just going through growing pains. And then when it wasn't growing pains, it was period pain. And when it wasn't period pain, it was psychosomatic pain. So it was quite difficult to get someone to listen to me and to understand what I was going through was real and what I was experiencing is real.
Aki, Aki, it breaks my heart that you were such a little munchkin suffering. We often associate pain with aging, but to think a little kid had it. What helped you? I mean, obviously, people not listening was very debilitating for you as well.
Definitely. I think the biggest part of having, when you live with a condition that causes chronic pain is having an empathetic and understanding health professional team, so whether that be your GP, your allied health professionals, but also your family and friends being able to acknowledge and understand that you don't want to be in pain. You want to live a thriving life. And so that understanding and that empathy goes a long way to ensuring that you are being treated well and treated correctly. A lot of our member base with Chronic Pain Australia say that sometimes the stigma and the discrimination is more debilitating than the pain itself.
Aki, have the changes in some of the medication regulations, has that impinged on how we treat pain, bearing in mind that we used to rely on opioids fairly heavily? Now all of those regulations have meant that things are a lot more restricted. What options are available now for people who have relied on those opioids for a long time?
The regulations have definitely made a massive impact, not necessarily, obviously for the access to opiates, but also the relationship between general practitioners, health professionals, and their people living in pain, because there's a lot of scrutiny and there's a lot of please avoid opiates at all costs. But yes, there are some people there's some Australians that they've tried everything, they've tried absolutely everything that can. Yes. And at the end of the day, they still need those opiates to be able to have some quality of life, to be able to get through the day. And if you were able to give them a different option that wasn't opiates and was able to reduce their pain, I'm sure they would take it. Sure. But as it stands, quality of life means for some people taking opiates. And it has been, with those regulations, it has affected a lot of people's ability to get access to that, and there's been a lot of barriers and a lot of hoops to jump through.
Aki, do you have any tips for people who are looking for relief for their pain? And what options are available to us, not just medication, but are there other things people can explore, such as, you know, meditation perhaps, or are there other sorts of things that they can really access that can alleviate the pain in some way?
The chronic pain, from my personal experience, chronic pain is very complex. It impacts every aspect of my life. And medication is just one method that helps me relieve my pain. I also have a lot of allied health professionals. I see a physio, I see an osteopath, I see a my therapist. I see lots of different practitioners to help me with that, and also strengthening and low-intensity physical activity helps as well, and stretching. So I think it's not just a one-size-fits-all approach, and every individual is different. And I think the big challenge is that there's not that big conversation around all the different things that may be able to contribute to reducing and managing someone's pain. And then when patients come and they try to see their healthcare professional, it is a big focus around the opiates. And, of course, opiates do play a part, but there's a big part as well. And obviously mental health support and seeing a psychologist and a psychiatrist is a part of that as well.
Sure.
So it's quite significant how much pain can take over our lives if we don't manage it well.
Well, I do encourage people to check out your website, Aki, nationalpainweek.org.au, because there's some fantastic resources there and lots of different stories as well from people who are experiencing chronic pain that really just tells us all that you're not alone, because I imagine it's a very lonely experience living with pain.
That's right. It's quite isolating. You wonder why this has happened to you.
Sure.
You ask why this has happened to you. What have you done wrong? Why me?
Yep.
So National Pain Week is, I mean, it's a week in a year, but of course people experience pain any day of the week, any time of the year. And it could last for months, weeks, years, or a lifetime, as with my example. And National Pain Week is just to really to zone in on the voices, to let people know that if they're living in pain, they're not alone, and there is help available and there is support available. And nationalpainweek.org.au, there's resources, there's video stories, there's written stories, there's different resources about how to speak to your general practitioner, how to speak to your allied health practitioner, how to ask the questions that you may be a bit too afraid to ask, or to empower you to be able to ask those questions and get the support you need, because the support network is absolutely essential in managing your chronic pain. I wouldn't know what to do without mine. And having lived with chronic pain since the age of about 8, it's a difficult life to live when you don't have that support around you.
Well, thank you so much, Aki, and thank you for all the work that you're doing with National Pain Week. It is so absolutely crucial. And do check that out, nationalpainweek.org.au. Well, we welcome your calls on 131 873. Kim in Melbourne, good morning.
Good morning, Kim.
Good morning. Good morning.
How can we help?
I just wanted to encourage people. Unfortunately, I had a fall when I was 19. And had lower chronic back pain for most of my life. I'm 51. But in 2014, by chance, I tried everything. Like the last lady was saying, opioids didn't work for me, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to take them, but when I did, they didn't work. And then I fortunately come across by chance, and I'm so grateful, I came across a pain specialist.
Yes.
Who I went and saw thinking that they would not be able to help me, and they've changed my life.
Wow.
And so important, Kim. We talked about it. Sorry to interrupt, but we talked about it with Aki. And the word is integrative care. Aki mentioned a whole series of health practitioners that she was consulting. It's very sad when you, the patient, have almost got to source these things. Wouldn't it be good if there was a process and a pipeline that you just got into and looked for relief?
So where would you find a pain specialist like Kim has found?
Where did you find yours, Kim?
Look, I found one in Melbourne.
Okay, and you got a referral from your GP?
And I got a referral from my GP, and as I said, I went along thinking that there is no way that they're going to be able to help me.
Okay.
I've had a couple of procedures on my back, and they were just that, procedures, not surgery, and they gave me five years complete pain relief.
Wonderful.
And then I've just had one again just before Christmas, and I'm pain-free again because...
Well done.
I just want to encourage people to think that they've exhausted
yes.
everything
yes.
to maybe go down that pain specialist path, because that's
yep.
what they do. They
take
specialize
control.
In managing pain.
That's
fantastic.
Well done.
Thank you so much, Kim, for your perspective and for your advice. Next on the House of Wellness, we talk about the powerful gift of life that is organ donation. Stay with us.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
The modern world is constantly changing, with pain always finding new ways to sneak up on us, which is why Panadol is now taking a more holistic approach and challenging Australia to rethink how we care for ourselves and each other, with plenty of helpful tools, tips and advice at rethinkcare.com.au. Panadol's Rethink Care study found that a staggering 51% of Australians have felt more stressed since the onset of social distancing. And one way we can all care for our minds during these times is by taking part in a mindfulness routine and prioritising our own self-care. Visit rethinkcare.com.au for more information on how you can rethink how you look after yourself and those around you. That's rethinkcare.com.au.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get salon results at home with 30% off the Sally Hansen nail treatment range. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
What looks and smells like a pumpkin spice latte? It's the Andalou Naturals Brightening Pumpkin Honey Glycolic Mask. This decadent beauty secret is made from fruit stem cells, vitamin C and glycolic AHAs, blended with Manuka honey and organic pumpkin. When you start to feel a tingle on your skin, you know the ingredients are working to dissolve dry surface cells, even skin tone, and smoothen the texture of your skin. Andalou Naturals Brightening Pumpkin Honey Glycolic Mask is only $20.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get salon results at home with 30% off the Sally Hansen nail treatment range. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley. With me is Gerald Quigley and Elise Elliott, and we're here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Give us a call, 131873, with your questions to support your health. We're talking pain, chronic pain this morning. Perhaps you have a question with regard to that, and perhaps some tips as to how you manage your chronic pain. But also, we would love to hear from you if you or someone you love has been the recipient of an organ or tissue transplant, because it is Donate Life Week and we all know organ and tissue donations save lives. In fact, one organ and tissue donor can transform the lives of 10 or more people. But it does appear that we don't all have ourselves on the organ donor register.
Correct. I am militant about this. I think organ donation should be an opt-out system. Everyone by default should be an organ donor unless they hugely object to it. There's 1,600 Australians waiting on life-changing transplants, 12,000 on dialysis. Mm. And you've got this terrible situation where someone dies and you have that awkward discussion with their family about should we, shouldn't we. These people are overcome with grief. No one can make a proper decision. So let's just make it an opt-out system.
Why do you think people are unhappy about becoming an organ donor?
Because
Joe's liver, I could imagine. But
no one wants that. But I've got plenty of other things to offer.
What's the resistance, do you think?
I don't know, Gerald, but I think perhaps there's an awkwardness in considering your end of life. Mm-hmm. Obviously, that's very confronting. The message very much in Organ Donor Week is that we have a conversation with our families. Because perhaps, have the chat now with your families. Because it will change many lives. Mm.
Back to Gerald's question, I think, it might be a religious thing. It might be a spiritual thing. People might want to look intact in their casket. Who knows?
Well, that's going to help.
Well, but you can't take them with you.
No.
So I think, as Joe said, you need to have the discussion with your family beforehand so there's not this excruciating discourse when
yes.
someone's dying or dead and should we donate them.
And so I think, though, you said before that 12,000, if we're looking at kidney transplants, which we assume they must happen all the time. A good friend of mine lost his beautiful daughter at 21 who was constantly on dialysis. Mm. And really, it just highlights the fact you can't just ring up and order a kidney from someone. It takes forever to have a proper matching. Then you're on rejection drugs for a long time, and there's all these things that can go wrong. So we need to become more serious about this.
We do, and one in three Australians are registered donors, but we can do much better than that. Even though worldwide Australia does very well as far as the amount of people on that donor register, but we can do better, and I think perhaps a lot of us intend but haven't. You know, there's a little bit of apathy perhaps, or, you know, I'll do that sometime, but then not doing it. So this is a week in which to do it. It's Donate Life Week. That's the message. Speak to your family about your wishes and register. And have either of you heard of the transplant games?
Yes, no? like the Olympic Games or Deaflympics or things.
Yes, the Transplant Games brings together a worldwide community of transplant recipients to compete and share their appreciation of life, which is just a beautiful celebration. You can hear more about those games on House of Wellness TV today at midday on Channel 7 as we celebrate that most generous of gifts, giving the gift of life. Well, we love hearing from you on 131873 with any questions or any experiences you'd like to share. Jeff from Tooradon, good morning.
Hello, Jeff.
How are you guys?
How can we help?
Was in a pretty serious accident many years ago. Damaged my back, legs, hip, knee, shoulder, you name it. Maybe if it could get crunched and broken, it basically did. Went through years of chronic pain, went into the pain management course, learned how to meditate, which really helped a little, but no, it doesn't knock the pain off. Medications-wise, I can't take a lot of the opiates. They make me actually feel worse than the pain itself. A lot of people I've found or spoken to are in the same boat. They get constipated and all sorts of wonderful things. I am on Tramadol at the moment, but I have found I tend to get like a twitch from the Tramadol in my hands. Like you grab a coffee and you'll twitch and spill it and things like that. But the biggest thing is people just don't understand what chronic pain really is like.
And
it's just so debilitating.
Yes. So are you managing it okay now, Jeff?
Not really. I was diagnosed with a lot of muscle damage and stuff, and the doctor I was seeing put me on a course of prednisolone, which she shouldn't have. I was taking 30 milligrams a day for nearly 18 months.
And you mentioned meditation, Jeff. Have you been able to, because we're big on that, aren't we? And there's some inspirational stuff on a podcast, which Joe will tell us about, where you can really focus. And I think we sometimes dismiss meditation as being something, look, if it doesn't work in 24 hours, then it's not for me. It can be learned, and it is incredibly useful.
Yes, it is useful. It doesn't take the pain away, but I suppose it allows you to, from what I've been told by Caroline Buchanan, who is a world BMX champion on our podcast, Best of You in the House of Wellness, that it allows you to not be defined by the pain, I guess is how she describes it. But, you know, there are many, many different ways you need to address your pain, as we've heard already this morning.
To live with it rather than be dominated by it.
So meditation should be an adjunct to medication.
And we should be teaching people in within these pain management specialist things that that Kim referred to before. It should be an option because it's a non-medication option as well. Because as Jeff said, his medication is causing and has been causing all sorts of issues.
Also, what we're hearing from Jeff there is that it just requires a great deal of understanding for the rest of us because people don't know what it's like.
It's
thank you so much for your call, Jeff. We'll take more of your calls next, 131873. Plus, also, we'll hear from one of Australia's most elite athletes how she cares for yourself, for herself, and what we can learn from that.
Of wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get salon results at home with 30% off the Sally Hansen nail treatment range. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. We're reaching you in Brisbane, Sydney, Melbourne, Adelaide and Perth. Of course, we'd love you to give us a call on 131 873. But first, Katie Williams is the epitome of high performance. She's a former elite athlete. She's one of the country's leading beach sprinters. Beach sprinting, how painful. Something I couldn't do. Huge admiration here. She has her own podcast called Better For It, chatting with influential individuals on how to live your best life. And to complement her busy and demanding life, she uses natural products that, like Katie, are also high performance, including the Brightening Pumpkin Honey Glycolic Mask by Andalou. And Katie joins us on the line. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's great to chat with you, Katie. You are so incredibly inspirational as far as the way you care for yourself. I know you lived this crazy, very full-on, fast life as an athlete, and then now you tend to have slowed it down and you're really focused on caring for yourself. Is there something that you must do every day that's just a non-negotiable to care for yourself that we might learn from?
For me, I meditate every day, and I used to train every day, but now meditation is my non-negotiable. It's something that helps me calm my mind and allows me to perform every day in front of the microphone, on stage, and also in the gym.
Yeah, meditation's come up twice today.
I know.
I've just got to do it. I'm just not still enough to do it.
Well, that's what you said too, wasn't it, Katie? But you learned.
Yes. Well, I'm a very hyperactive person. You know, I'm a sprinter and a kickboxer. So everything I do is high intensity and a fast pace. And I live my life sort of in that way. So I have to constantly remind myself to slow down. And, yeah, I mean, it's something that I learned 3 years ago. And it's something I still do every day, 20 minutes in the morning.
Now, tell us a little bit about your mask. Being a sad Melburnian, I have to wear a mandatory mask. There you go. So I need a mask because I'm wearing a mask.
A skin mask, yes.
Because it's so bad for your skin. Mm. I mean, if breathing your own coffee breath is not bad enough, what this does to your skin is terrible. So tell me a little bit about your mask.
So the Andwell Naturals glycolic mask is phenomenal. So it's made with pumpkin and manuka honey and stem cells. And what happens when you put the mask on your skin, it's quite cooling to begin with. And then in a few minutes, you start to feel the skin tingling, which is a really bizarre feeling. But as it's tingling, it's removing dead skin cells. So honestly, it's the most bizarre feeling because I have it on for about 10 minutes. The skin tingles and it's removing all the dead skin and leaving your skin feeling really glowing and smooth. So it's such a beautiful natural product.
And is it easy to use?
Yeah, honestly, I use it once a week on a Friday. Usually I do Friday face mask.
Oh, nice.
And I literally just leave it on for 10 minutes. But you've got to remove all of your makeup and cleanse first, and then you place the mask on after your skin is totally cleansed and clean.
Oh, it does sound so luxurious and very nice to treat yourself on a Friday as a reward for your hard week, I'm imagining, Katie.
I usually have a bath, a glass of rosé, and do my Friday face mask.
Oh, see, now she's talking. Okay, I could do the mask and the rosé bit.
It's a really good combination. It's all about balance.
It absolutely is, Katie. Thank you so much for that great advice. I'm going to take that. Yes. Brightening Pumpkin Honey Glycolic Mask from Andaloo. How delightful. Thanks, Katie. You have a great day.
Thank you so much. Bye.
And if you do love learning from athletes, as we have from Katie there, yes, you mentioned, Gerald, our Best of You in the House of Wellness podcast, which features many athletes, Olympic sprinter Morgan Mitchell, supercars champion Scott McLaughlin, and as I mentioned, world BMX champion Caroline Buchanan. You can download that podcast at podcastoneaustralia.com.au. Well, have you got a question for us? 131 873. We have been speaking today about chronic pain, but also organ donation because it is Donate Life Week. And Mary from Melbourne has given us a call. Hi there, Mary.
Hello.
Hi, Mary. How can we help?
Well, I was just wanting to say to your listeners that it's really worth thinking about putting your name down on the organ donation list. And it's worth talking about with your family. We were in a position a number of years ago where our son died from a spontaneous bleed in the brain.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mary.
And we'd never discussed it because he was only 15.
Sure.
And when we were asked about organ donation, it was a hard decision because we hadn't discussed it.
Mm-hmm.
We did end up saying yes, and I think that we benefited from that in the fact that it wasn't a waste of a life, really, because he gave life to many others.
Mm.
And then we turned the full circle more recently when my husband was the recipient of a cornea.
Mm-hmm.
So we've seen it from both sides.
Wow.
And I just wanted to say to your listeners that it's important to have your name down.
Mary, brilliant, brilliant, brilliant call.
Oh, Mary, thank you so much for your courage in sharing that story. It is very moving to hear you speak of your beautiful son.
And she talked about that moment, that decision, mm. and how hard it was, but how beautiful it came full circle, yes. and a husband could benefit
and
too.
How important it is to have the discussion.
Yeah, beforehand.
Mary, what is your son's name?
Discussion. Sorry.
What is your son's name, Mary?
Phil.
Phil.
Well, done,
thank you for sharing Phil's story with us. It's really, really special. Well, we'll take more of your calls on 131-873 in just a moment. And plus, A to Z of Vitamins is back with a beautiful blend for your immunity. That's next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
The modern world is constantly changing, with pain always finding new ways to sneak up on us, which is why Panadol is now taking a more holistic approach and challenging Australia to rethink how we care for ourselves and each other, with plenty of helpful tools, tips and advice at rethinkcare.com.au. One way we can all care for our minds during these unique and stressful times is by taking part in a mindfulness routine and prioritising our own self-care. Visit rethinkcare.com.au for more information on how you can rethink how you look after yourself and those around you. That's rethinkcare.com.au.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get salon results at home with 30% off the Sally Hansen nail treatment range. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The high-speed lives we lead today can often cause a headache. You can get fast relief with Panadol Rapid from Chemist Warehouse. Panadol Rapid is absorbed 2 times faster than regular Panadol tablets. It provides fast relief from headache pain, plus it's gentle on the stomach. At Chemist Warehouse, Panadol Rapid 40s is just $6.99. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. If symptoms persist, consult your health professional. Incorrect use could be harmful. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get salon results at home with 30% off the Sally Hansen nail treatment range. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness, your 1 hour, one-stop shop to all things health and wellness. It's time for A to Z of Vitamins, and here's a couple of herbs that I've heard much spoken of. The beautiful names.
I know you like the names, Jo.
Echinacea.
Echinacea, andrographis, Siberian ginseng.
Oh, geez.
Our old favourite, turmeric. So we're looking at the 5 common cough and cold symptoms. Runny nose, cough, sore throat, headache, earache, fever and fatigue. You put zinc in amongst that, it's a pretty good combination to basically keep us on the straight and narrow. And with isolation, particularly in the southern states at the moment, that's helping too. But we nevertheless find these infections can sneak under the radar.
Is it true you need to take things like echinacea ongoingly? You can't just pop it when you feel a cold coming on.
You can. From a herbal medicine perspective, having a low dose really just keeps your immune system primed in spite of the cynics out there. Mm. But you can take much higher doses to actually treat it if you feel the symptoms coming on.
Is echinacea the kind of new vitamin C? Remember vitamin C was the
Well, vitamin
the
C's never gone away. No, vitamin C's very good. It's outstanding.
It's like, remember, you just had to take vitamin C.
What's wrong with that? Like, do you take just vitamin C during the day?
Because of you, Gerald, I take so many vitamins, I rattle.
And we heard you coming, actually, this morning.
When we get to talk, and we're talking on House of Wellness TV, we're making chocolate crackles today, and that's another good way of helping your immune system, because we're looking at the role of almonds in there from a healthy perspective. But look, getting some advice, you get some advice on the best thing if you find that you lurch from these little issues across the cooler months. Mm. That's what it's all about.
But the combination is lovely: echinacea, andrographis,
yes, turmeric, zinc. Siberian ginseng.
Lovely. The A to Z of Vitamins brought to you by New Ethical Nutrients Immune Fighter. Fight illness this winter with Immune Fighter. Follow the directions for use. And as always, we do love hearing from you. 131-873. Tony from Brisbane has given us a call. Hi there, Tony.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, Tony. How can we help?
Oh, no, I just want to give my my story, our family story. My daughter, Stella, at 12 years old, had an ankle injury, and everyone put it down to ligaments and blah, 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 until we found someone that diagnosed her with CRPS, which is complex regional pain syndrome. Basically, you know, I would rather have her broken her leg, had it in plaster, than to go through what she's now. She's now 17, and she was hooked on or addicted to painkillers, and that threw her immune system and her bowels and everything out of whack. Luckily, we found, on my wife's research, and it's not for everybody, but we found a clinic in the States called the Spero Clinic, S-P-E-R-O, and they do a holistic approach. Now, she left here in November, pain 9 out of 10, is now back home in March with a zero pain.
Wow.
That's terrific, Tony. It highlights again the importance of getting as much and doing your own research. There's nothing wrong with actually doing a bit of investigation yourself. And we've probably got to apologise. We've had a lot of calls this morning,
yes.
But we'd love to be able to. And for those who didn't get on, go to houseofwellness.com.au, the Ask tab, even if it's to share a story. Send it along. I will enjoy reading it, and if I can make any sort of suggestion, I will. But again, Tony, just terrific. And you get an outcome and a quality of life restored.
Tony does mention there it's not for everyone.
No.
But the key is, I suppose, to explore what options are out there for you.
Yes.
And there are many different options. And yes, we have received lots of calls and we apologise we can't get to you all. But do go to houseofwellness.com.au to the Ask Gerald tab. Elise, thank you so much for joining us again.
My pleasure being with you both.
It has been delightful. Gerald, have a fantastic week.
Thank you, Joe. Great to see you, Elise.
Of course, for more ways to get well, stay well, live well and look fabulous, check out House of Wellness today on Channel 7 at midday. And you can also get the lift out today in your paper.
Mm-hmm. Herald Sun, House of Wellness Plus, Skin and Beauty, some good reads.
Thank you for joining us. We wish you a very safe and well week. Thanks again to our friends at Chemist Warehouse and we'll see you all next week.